And my wife, I can't force her to fucking, well, not to fucking drink. And then you got my son, who I can't even force him to come to the gym. But here you have this fucking 4-year-old forced to drink whiskey, son? The dark, dark? It's crazy. What's up, bitches? Back at it again with another episode of the motherfucking CJ Bronson podcast. Today is Sunday, April 24th, 2022, and it's a beautiful day. It's 60 degrees. It's nice out here in Jersey. It's a good day to be in Jersey. I never thought I'd say that. I honestly, you'll probably never hear me say it again, but we're here. Hope you guys had a good Saturday night. I truly did. I truly do hope you do. I know I did. Definitely. We watched The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. Great movie. It stars Ryan Reynolds, Samuel Jackson, Selma Hayek. It's actually a sequel to The Hitman's Bodyguard, which we watched the other night. Hitman's Bodyguard, let me tell you. You can get this for free. If you have Amazon Prime, which, sorry for that car that or motorcycle went by. If you have Amazon Prime, definitely check out Hitman's Bodyguard. It's free. It'll just redirect you to IMDb, which Amazon owns. You may have to watch like a couple commercials in between, but it's R-rated. All the curse words are in there. They each say motherfucker like 5 times. So you already know you got my approval. That movie got my approval. And it's hilarious. I mean, come on. It's Ryan Reynolds, Samuel Jackson, and Salma Hayek. It's a great, they're great cast. There's definitely chemistry all around there. It's a fantastic show, movie. It's even better if you're high. Definitely check that out. And the sequel was great. The sequel held up. It did. All three are back. I think there's even more motherfuckers in there. I lost count. Like the words, motherfucker. Definitely check that out. Again, as Hitman's Bodyguard, free on Amazon, which will redirect you to IMDb as long as you have Amazon Prime. And if you want The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard, you know I got the cheap deal. If you got HBO Max, it's free over there. So there you go. Two movies. Boom, boom. So then what I did, check this out. I know. You guys are going to make fun of me. You're going to talk shit. I don't care. I'm cheap as fuck. Went over to Domino's and we got pizza. We got a whole slew of shit. Like a lot. My son got the pepperoni mushroom pie. My wife got her half plain, half sausage and roast peppers. Listen, I don't get it either. Whatever. She's happy. What do you want me to do? We got the brownie square dessert thing. It comes in 6 pieces. Somehow, I only ended up with one. But, you would think 3 people, each person will get 3, but not worth an argument, not worth a fight. I have, it's not worth it. I have many other reasons to cry. So why would I cry over food today? But it's good. It was good. So here's the fucking crazy shit, dude. I can't see. I keep giving you all my secrets. I keep giving this shit away. But it's good that someone listens. No one else will listen. So it's good that someone out there listens to this. And I really hope it helps. I hope you enjoy it. So this is what I did. I got a handmade pan, which is a little upgrade. That's the one that's like a deeper dish. It's a thicker dough almost. It's not the original. It's the handmade pan. Usually an upcharge, like $1 or $2. All right. If you use the coupon code 9221, if you're in the States, it'll get your pizza for $5.99 with 2 toppings. So hope that helps. But this one, it's not $5.99. I think it came to like $9. But check this combo out, though. Check out this parlay of pizza. Handmade pan. No tomato sauce. Fuck the red sauce. I got it with the garlic parm sauce. So that's like a garlic Alfredo sauce. It's a white sauce. Then I hit it with the extra cheese. Boom. Then I did the upgrade for premium chicken because who's more premium than me? Give me the premium chicken. And I'm paying. So yeah, give me the fucking premium chicken. Then I said, give me the shredded Parmigiano Asiago, that Asiago cheese. So I got all kinds of cheese action going on there. I got the white sauce. I got the fucking garlic or the chicken. And legit, it tasted like a pizza Alfredo, like a chicken pasta Alfredo pizza. minus the pasta. So if you like chicken Alfredo, try this combo. This shit, this is my new go-to. My old go-to was pepperoni mushroom. But fuck that shit. My son gets that, so I'll just steal a slice from him and I'll eat this. Definitely check that out. But I hope you guys had a good Saturday night. I mean, mine was good. I hope you guys went out, had some drinks, did some drugs, did some pills, whatever. Whatever gets you going. And listen, if it's not nice where you are over there, fuck it, man. It's Sunday. You know, my boy Joey Diaz, comedian over here in Jersey, he has a saying. I don't know if it's his or he got it, but I'm taking it from him. And it's fake it till you make it. And that's what you got to do. If it's fucking shitty out there where you are right now listening to this, just fucking pretend it's not. If your life sucks, just fucking pretend it doesn't, you know? So you got fired. You'll get another job. So your girl left you for a midget. So what? Midgets need love too. They're cute. Look at, they're adorable. Mini-Me from Austin Powers. Gorgeous. Handsome man. R.I.P. But, you know, still. They need love too. And you'll find somebody else, hopefully, maybe, you know. Just, you know, stay positive. Maybe don't get the pizza. Maybe hit the gym a little bit. Maybe get your swole on. Maybe read some books, listen to some of my podcasts, buy my book. All these things can just help you. All of it is going to help you. It's all it's going to do. And you know, you drink. If you're working right now like me, drink, stop, get a shot. You know, whatever. Smoke a little bit. Who cares? And for those people who say not to do that, fuck those motherfuckers, yo. Fuck them. That's a them. Let them live their life. You got to live yours. And if that shit makes you happy, if taking a drink every now and then makes you happy, smoking a little bit makes you happy, fuck it, do it. Motivation Sunday, people. That's what you're listening to right now. All motivation here, except maybe don't drink too much whiskey. That dark. Because apparently, there's a story going on right now. An article by, I believe it's Newsmax. Of course, I'll link in the description because that's how I fucking do. Girl, 4 years old, forced to drink whiskey, dies of alcohol poisoning. Let me read that title again. 4-year-old girl, forced to drink whiskey, dies of alcohol poisoning. That's fucking insane. How do you make a 4-year-old drink whiskey? A 4-year-old girl died after her grandmother, suspecting she took a sip of whiskey, forced her to finish the bottle as the mother watched. You see, I don't read these articles ahead of time. I see the title, I click on it, I said I'm going to cover it later, and I'll read it live. But this shit is fucking upsetting. Looking at this, the first thing I was going to say was the grandparents suck. I could relate. My parents suck. I wouldn't trust them to watch fucking television, let alone a living person or a creature. But the fact that the grandmother did it with the mom present, like, what kind of fucking shit is this? Let me keep reading, because this... All right. The East Baton Rouge Coroner's Office ruled China record... The 4-year-old's name is China Record, like legit China, China, last name Record, like China Record. Interesting name. Four had died from acute alcohol poisoning, the Advocate reported, a newspaper. A Baton Rouge Police Department spokesman, Sergeant LeGene McNeely, said the young girl had a blood alcohol level of 0.680 when officers arrived at the family's home Thursday. I don't know what it's like in other countries, but over here in America, we generally have a basic, legal limit of alcohol consumption. You get pulled over, they do a little alcohol test on you, breathalyzer test. If you pass or fail, you hit this limit. So in the States, the legal limit for people over 21 to drive, just to drive, is 0.08. Keep in mind, she's 4, she ain't driving shit. Or she wasn't, RIP. The legal limit for people over 21 in America is 0.08. She was 0.680. That's like 600 times the amount. I don't know. I'm not a math person. I kind of don't want to look that up or do the math because that's fucking horrific. The article continues. The little girl's mother, Kadja Record, is 28. Her grandmother, Roxanne Record, 53, were booked Friday morning on first-degree murder charges. Good. Booking documents wrote the two became angry when China took a sip from the Canadian Mist whiskey bottle. Canadian Mist whiskey bottle? There's a Canadian Mist whiskey? Wait a minute. I'm going to have to try this shit. I love Canadian Mist. Sierra Mist. Canada Dry Ginger Ale. I love all that shit. Canadian Mist whiskey. I'm going to save that for later. Well, hey, I'm not four, okay? I could drink that shit. So, the two became angry when China took a sip from the Canadian Mist whiskey bottle. The grandmother says the bottle was over half full. That's a quote. She said it was over half full when she forced the child to finish it on her knees. What? Why did she have to be on her knees to finish it? Why did she have to finish it? Police said that the mother was present and failed to stop the grandmother from providing the alcohol. The report added the child was placed in a bathtub after she had become unresponsive. Yeah, give these people the death penalty, yo. Give these fucking people the death penalty. They should, if they fucking, I mean, come on, dude. They should be, they should have like a warning. They should have their, like, they should be sterilized. They should be no, they should not be allowed to adopt any kids, any pets, anything if they're out and about, if they ever get freedom. This is crazy, dude. Can you imagine you have a four-year-old girl, your kid, even if you're not a parent. Let's say you're not a parent, and you have a four-year-old kid, and there's a little bit of whiskey missing. Not just any whiskey now. This is the Canadian Mist whiskey. So apparently it's a higher brand, maybe? I don't know. My cheap ass, never heard of it, but so maybe it is. So just because it's a little over half full, you decide to, let's say the little girl takes a sip. Curious little girl, she reaches up, grabs it, because she's four, takes a sip. Or maybe she took a sip from your glass. Does that mean that you force her to, drink the whole bottle? This is kind of like back in the day, you remember, like, you had a cigarette. I never did it, but I always heard stories of my friends had a cigarette, parents caught them, made them smoke the whole pack, right? Yeah, that was when you're like 12 or 13, maybe 15, not when you're fucking four. And why would you on the knees too? Like, this poor girl wasn't suffering enough. Have you ever tasted whiskey? No offense to Canadian Mist, but I got a feeling that this shit did not taste good. And what kind of lesson is this? It would teach me that my mom doesn't care if I live or die, or neither does my grandma. If she, let's say, you know, China lived, that's what she'd grow up thinking, that my grandma and mom did this to me. How could you ever forgive someone like that? Where was the husband? Where's the father? Is there a grandfather? Did they fucking kill him too? Police say that after the grandmother was taken into custody, she allegedly said this went too far and she had ruined everyone's lives. Yeah, you should kill yourself. I'm sorry. Sorry, not sorry. Like, how could you live with yourself? She should kill herself or Epstein herself, because that's crazy. Get her ass destroyed in jail, like physically and sexually. I don't know. There's got to be some kind of punishment, man. Don't turn around and tell me this lady's out in the street again. This, I hope you guys don't have this in other countries, a similar story, but this took place, it looks like it was reported yesterday, Saturday, April 23rd. Again, Baton Rouge is, I believe, Louisiana. Yeah, Louisiana. Oh my God, that's horrific. That's horrible. I'm lost for words. Again, you know me. I'll keep you guys posted if I hear any updates on this story. I'm assuming they're gonna go to court. There's gonna be a judge, right? The judge is gonna fucking sentence them. Will they end up in the same prison? Will the sentence? Who deserves the life penalty more, the grandma or the mother? Or should they both get the same amount of penalty, same sentence? Technically, the grandma was the one who came up with this master plan of punishment. But the mom stood by and let it happen, watching her daughter suffer. As a parent, standing there, I don't give a shit who it is. It could be fucking Joe Biden. I would stop them. If I could physically stop them, I would. Why this lady did not, almost like she was in agreement with the punishment. Did this grandma do the same to her as a child? And maybe she lived. Maybe it wasn't whiskey then. Maybe it was peach schnapps or whatever the fuck else this crazy grandma drinks. Was the bottle a quarter full that time? So it wasn't as bad? I just don't understand. I don't understand. Is this the punishment for everything? Oh, you took one cookie? Well, you gotta eat all the cookies now. That's what you're teaching the little girl. You're not teaching, or you're teaching the little girl. Again, if she lived, you'd have taught her to hate you, right? Have so much malice and so much hatred for you, resentment towards you and your mom. That you would never want to be around them. As soon as you could, you try to leave. Because do you think this kind of behavior, talking about the mom and grandma, do you think this is where it stops? Who knows what other punishment they put this 4-year-old through? This wasn't the first time they punished her. Does this lady have any other kids? Daughters or granddaughters or grandsons? Does the mom have any other kids? I gotta do my research, guys. I gotta look into the story because it's disturbing. Do the other, because they need to get these other kids into foster care or something. These are the stories I'm talking about. These stories we need to know. We need to be aware of these kinds of things. You know, and because I do not think there's harsher punishment. Like I'm all about discipline. Like I understand you gotta spank your kid. I understand discipline. But this is fucking outrageous. You went from fucking like zero to, talk about 0 to 100 real quick. I mean, shit. What happened to timeouts? What happened to spanking on the ass? That doesn't, that, like, what the fuck? You know how many times as a kid I fucking take, I took stuff out of the fridge, or I took more than I should have from the, you know, the cookie jar or whatever the fuck. I ate my parents' food leftovers. And my dad came home starving, hungry, beat me, whatever. Move on. I don't talk to him to this day, but he never fucking tried to overfeed me to teach me a lesson. But it just shows you the world that we're living in. Yeah, there's political shit going on. Yeah, we have COVID, whatever. Yeah, we have fucking Ukraine war. But even the basics of a family unit, we can't fucking nail this down. And it's disturbing to me. It fucking irritates the shit out of me, and the fact that it's not getting enough media attention really fucking pisses me off. So I'm gonna keep bringing up these crazy stories on this podcast because I feel like no one's really covering it. Everyone else, Fox, MSNBC, CNN, well, not CNN Plus because they spent $300 million and couldn't even get 10,000 subscribers. That's still fucking hilarious. Not them, because they're too busy with their political agenda. All of them are. I'm about you and me. I'm about people. Fuck the politics. You know, fuck the, you know, the bullshit. I'm trying to spread awareness and try to hopefully make a difference here on this podcast. And I'm gonna keep doing it because I think it needs to be done. I think it's time for a different voice, a different show, a different form of entertainment. I could be fucking entertaining. I'm fucking fantastic at being entertaining. But I also want to be informative. So I think they can go hand in hand. So, with that being said, if you are going to have a drink tonight, do a shot for China Record. Do a shot for me. I'm a little delirious right now. I have not eaten since that pizza. Again, you know, Sunday's my fasting day. Weigh in is tomorrow morning. I'll see how I did. That pizza was a fucking killer, dude. I'm telling you. No offense. Shit, wrong choice of words. But that pizza was bomb. Definitely check that out. Again, Domino's. That garlic parmesan sauce was fire. But yeah, that's where we are tomorrow. And again, another episode. I'm going to try to deliver every day. I really am. That is my goal, to just set aside 30 minutes or so and really put this together. You know, I don't have to wait at anybody. That's the good news when it just comes to me recording in my car. It's just me and the time I have between dashes, the time I have between, you know, other deliveries, gym, life, writing, family. You know, I'll fit it in. Because, again, it's important. And it's good to get it off my chest. And it's good for you guys to hear it, too. Please support the channel, man. Look, listen, I'm trying. Again, it's cost me a little bit to host all these episodes. So please throw a couple shekels my way if you could. Buy me a coffee is great. You can purchase my book on Amazon for $4. I think it is $3.99. You know, I worked hard on it. It's really good. I think you're going to enjoy it. And hit me up on Twitter. That's CJ Bronson Show. Let me know what you guys think of the new picture. The new fucking profile pic. Yeah, I know. Looks pretty cool, right? It's pretty unique. What it is, it's not me. What happened was there was a guy at this gym. He's massive. Big guy, big dick. And I was blowing him. And I'm actually in the picture. It's out of frame, unfortunately. He took a selfie. And I said, this is a great photo. And I said, all right, let me just Photoshop a microphone in there, make it cartoonish. And there you go, profile pic. But hey, you got to do what you got to do. You got to make some money. And I'm going to keep doing whatever I got to do it to keep this show going. But I will appreciate any and all support, whether you share it online, whether you buy my book, whether you download every episode, whether you laugh your ass off. I appreciate it all. Appreciate you guys. Have a great Sunday. Enjoy it. If you have the day off, go fuck yourself. And if you're like me working hard, man, hustle. Let's get this money, baby. All right, talk to you later. Take care.